Scotland at Murrayfield, always a force to be reckoned with, and set now for a do-or-die attempt to humble the All Blacks.
Played in 1964, this game was to live long in the memory, and it's one with an Irish connection, referee Ray Williams.
It was a wonderful match, Scotland v New Zealand, a full house. 70,000 to 80,000
there. Neither Herriweeney nor anyone else in the tourists' back division can make any impression on Scotland.
Ray is now 90. Originally from County Louth, he moved to Belfast in the early 40s. And it's in his living room in the city that I show him a Pathé newsreel from the game.
Scotland are not in their usual colours. Their attire is just like England, all white. It makes it easier for the referee.
What set this game apart was the fact that Scotland held the All Blacks to a draw. The score? Well, that was 0-0.
New Zealand had beaten everybody, especially in the international they'd played, any international they'd played. And Scotland to hold them to a draw was practically more or less, as far as the spectators were concerned going home, it was a victory. So it was a very exciting game, and Scotland thoroughly deserved their draw.
As the minutes pass, the excitement becomes even greater. The All Blacks may have defeated Ireland, Wales and England, but they certainly can't beat Scotland.
What was the atmosphere in Murrayfield like?
Well, one would have thought that Scotland had won. That's how much the draw meant
to
them.
It's a draw, 0-0. Murrayfield goes wild, and who can wonder?
And to hold the great New Zealand to a draw was a marvellous result for Scotland. So, you know, they deserve full praise for a wonderful match and very, very sporting from beginning to end.
And what was it like to referee there? There were a few penalties, but everybody missed their penalties.
Yes, they did, especially the big, not a disappointment, but he was expected to score, was the great Don Clark, the New Zealand fullback. People thought that if he got a penalty kick in kickable distance, he just couldn't miss. But today, in the Scotland game, he missed, I think it was three or four at least.
Well, the great Don Clark was right off his aim in this match. He missed four penalties and two attempts at drop goals.
Since this enthralling, albeit bizarre, game 51 years ago, New Zealand have played more than 400 international tests. Now, they've never again failed to score against another country.
There was the usual international dinner in the hotel where the Scottish team was staying. They had a big dance in the hotel after the dinner in honour of Scotland. So the celebrations went on all night, because I did meet a few sore heads the following morning.
It's been a game no one who saw it will ever forget. The match in which Scotland saved the honour of Britain.